proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. This is the show that talks all about business. And on the phone with me is an entrepreneur by the name of Joe Galasso. And Joe owns a company called Protective Environmental Systems. And why is that important? Well, have you seen any newscasts over the past 5 months? Of course you have, and you know that COVID-19 is top of mind awareness. And Joe helps protect people and places. Joe, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you could make time to be with us.
Thank you, Michael. I'm ecstatic to be on.
All right, let's just start right in. Tell us about what it is that your company does.
Well, Michael, my company is designed for high-level cleaning and disinfecting. Okay, what we focus on is hospital-grade products that used to be only available to the military and now is available to the average consumer and businesses.
And so these products, I have to ask the question, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. I mean, there was just a giant recall of a hand sanitizer that was being sold by Costco that was made in Mexico that had methanol in it rather than ethyl alcohol. And of course, that's deadly if you ingest it or if you get too much on your skin. So I got to ask, obviously, the first question is the products that you are utilizing in this deep cleaning of things, is it legit?
Yeah, all our products are EPA registered, manufactured in the United States, both on the solutions and our equipment. We are now one of the first companies in the United States to actually make in diffusers, or traditionally called foggers, out of Bakersfield, California. So everything that we present has been certified by the or registered with the EPA, approved by USDA, FDA, all the DAs the government has. So that is, like you said, is one of the biggest problems that's going on out there. Now, we specialize in trying to stay with basically 100% biodegradable products that are safe to use, and then safe to also go down the drain or be disposed of. So basically, our biggest product is a two-part system called PES Shield 2700. When you combine the two products together, the A and the B on equal levels, you end up getting a product that's 100% biodegradable. And once it interacts with the bacteria or viruses, it converts into oxygen and water.
Interesting. Okay, where did all this come from, Joe? I've got to ask. I mean, this is pretty remarkable when you start talking about these things, and we will have, of course, links to your website up on the radio blog, but how did you get into this business?
Well, originally, I spent probably my first 30 years in the food service business, helping companies like Casey's develop their pizza program and calling on McDonald's and Wendy's, and then got into further processing products with Smithfield. And so over the years, I've learned, you know, the food side of it, but then also in the production side, the issues they were having in the plants. In 2011, I decided to make a changeover, and I focused exclusively on environmental green cleaning products. And since the beginning, I've helped companies develop e-water systems, which basically takes tap water, softens it, runs it through a brine solution with electricity, and creates a cleaner and a disinfectant. Well, that then has gone forward, and then we've gotten basically my number one product was designed by the military for the first Gulf War, and it was designed to destroy anthrax and mustard gas on contact. So through the years, then the military's finally allowed that product probably 6 years ago. There's four companies that have the rights to the produce that product. And I have partnered up with one of them that I feel has the best final version that makes it easy to use, easy to, you know, not chemically smells. It smells like eucalyptus when it's working and is easy to clean up. So over the years, it's been the fact of seeing a need, which is high level cleaning, that then leads to the best disinfection that you could have.
His name is Joe Galasso, ladies and gentlemen. The company is called Protective Environmental Systems. We're talking about getting clean and getting all kinds of bugs out of your home or out of your business. What? All right. And then along comes February of 2020, and we are faced with a pandemic that is raging across the United States, even as we speak. Over 150,000 people dead, many more being infected on a daily basis. There are conflicting reports out there about how this is spread, what the virus lives on, and for how long. And I don't want to get into the banter of deciding who's right or who's wrong, but how does your product, how does your system, Joe, work when it comes to COVID-19?
Okay, so there's many misconceptions about COVID-19. COVID-19 comes basically from the SARS virus. It is really not that hard to inactivate, but it is very, very contagious. And, you know, 60 to 68% of all the COVID-19 cases right now, it's the way the numbers report, are coming from air contact, and the rest is from surface. Well, most of the products that are out there have never really been tested for combating it in the air. And one thing I will tell every consumer, if somebody tells you that they've been told they have a product that kills COVID-19, they can tell the person that they're a liar because nobody's tested for it as of now. Mm-hmm. You know, the best you could say is an emerging pathogen claim that says that you can inactivate the COVID-19, which basically means that those little spikes that are in it can't get into your system.
Got it. What misconception may many people have about, I mean, right now, just this past week, Joe, we had on the president of the Iowa State Education Association. And, you know, there's this big conversation about whether or not we open up schools and go back to all of this. And there are, and we don't do politics on the Business News Hour. We just talk about business. And I'm looking at this from a business standpoint going, how the heck do you do that? You've got buses that transport people. You've got classrooms. I mean, if you ever have seen 6, 7, 8, 10-year-olds, there is no concept of social distancing. And so when we talk about, let's just take schools, for example, and we'll talk about other businesses in a moment. Your system and your product, is that helpful in school buses and classrooms and those kinds of things?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I had a group in that is putting a proposal together for every school district in the state of Iowa on how you go about taking care of that. Now, I've also got some colleges that have been asking me for my input. And again, as you were saying, forget about politics. It's just about science.
Right.
Okay. So what you need to do with school buses, there's a couple things. Number one is the buses need to be treated before the kids get on it. Okay. Number two, they need to make sure the kids getting on the bus through whatever means, whether it's initial testing or just even a simple scan of their temperature, so that you keep anybody that could have COVID off that bus. Now, our process with, I have basically three. I have a 7-log, which is the highest level, a 6-log, which is next, and then a 5-log concentrate that can be used to help fight that. One of the things that I was hoping to explain to people, which most people don't understand, they're always hearing about somebody's product as a 99.9. Well, what that really means, if you start with an X amount of microorganisms in that environment, a three log will leave 10,000 microorganisms behind. My protective environmental systems Shield 2700 leaves one or less. So there's a huge difference. And then also, too, some people make claims that their product works really well, but you have to leave it on for 10, 15, or 20 minutes before you wipe it off. So the fast, the lower the dwell time and the higher the log kill, the faster and better and safer you're going to keep the kids. So in order to do a school bus, you need to treat the bus before anybody's on it. Once the kids get picked up and dropped off, you need to retreat the bus. And then when they pick the kids up again and drop them off at night, the bus needs to be hit again. Wow. And basically that's really what they're going to need to do, whether it's a bus, a school, or any business. I've got many, even insurance companies and legal firms that want to make sure the areas where they have the most traffic get basically diffused on a daily basis.
And I want to make this clear. Joe Glasso, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. Joe, you're able to provide product and service nationwide. Is that accurate?
That is correct. That is correct. We could either help you learn and train you to do it yourself, or we do have individuals around the United States that are working with us right now, or we could go out and help you find a service that'll come in and treat your facility. So again, it's a matter of economics on how you want to do it, what you want to do. But in the real world on this, Michael, it's a matter of what are you willing to do to try to keep everybody around you as safe as possible?
Joe, what I have to ask another question. Individuals in offices, and you touched on this a moment ago, you know, work from home is a big deal right now. Google just said that they're going to have their people choose to work from home until the summer of 2021. And so, and that's on the heels of Twitter and other tech companies out there that are saying, hey, look, we don't know how long this thing is going to go. So I wouldn't want to be a person that's in the business of renting commercial office space these days. But at the same point, by utilizing your company, it's called Protective Environmental Systems, by the way, I would imagine that you could at some point bring people back to work. However, I'm also sure that there's a real cost associated with all this in people power doing the work, in product, getting the product. And so, you know, that those may be what hindrances to doing the right thing versus just trying to get by.
Yes. But, Michael, when you're looking at it, it's just like a scale. You got to take the benefits of what you're doing versus the cost of doing it. So what is it costing you not to have your people be able to interact on a daily basis? And if you're in the real estate business, you, by every stretch of the imagination, don't want people working at home. You want them in an office. Well, the only way you could do that is by providing these services to your renters or your, you know, people that own the buildings so that they can make it safer. It's really not that expensive to do it, but there's a difference. The expense really comes in of, are you doing just enough to get by so you can tell people, oh yeah, you know, we're using a sanitizer or a disinfectant, but what kind of level of are they using? So you could actually, for just maybe 10% more, step up to the highest grade that you can that's available. The product that protects our military soldiers, the product that's out there that, like I said, could vaporize mustard gas in a room instantaneously. There's a real big difference between a low level log 3 type product and a high level log 7 that's been tested on over 300 different bacteria and viruses. And basically the product that I have has been used from everything from Katrina to the Superstorm Sandy. So, you know, it kills mold on contact. There's really nothing that it does not either kill or inactivate in extremely fast period of time.
Well, I want go ahead.
No, no.
I want to come back to the cost factor, because I use this story a lot with people. And, you know, what is it worth? At the end of the day, you've got to make an economics decision based on what is it worth. And I like to tell people this story. I have, Joe, I buy some shoes, and I haven't had to wear really good shoes for a long time now, as a matter of fact. Work from home is kind of the way we do it. But I buy what's called Allen Edmonds shoes. They're made in the United States. They're very nice shoes.
Know them well.
You know them well. Okay, there you go. And I have two pair of shoes that I bought almost 30 years ago. And I've had them recrafted a couple of times, but they look brand new. All right, so I paid a lot of money for them 30 years ago, but they have stood the test of time, and they retain their good looks for years. And I could have been buying shoes at knockoff and not had the same thing. So I think that story, combined with what you're trying to do, saying, look, you can put a Band-Aid on this or you can fix it. Would that be accurate?
That is 100% accurate. Now, there's nothing that's 100%, okay? Just like on the claim that for our 7 log, that it's 1 or less. In the real world, it's probably 0, but you can never make that claim. There's always an act of God, or, you know, things just happen. But if you're not doing everything you can to protect your people, for example, let's go back to the buses. If you are a bus company, or you're a family or a school district, if I told you it was going to cost $5 a day to treat that bus with your own people, are you going to use the best product, or are you going to use something that's just okay?
Right. Yeah. It's okay. So important. Joe Galasso, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. The company is called Protective Environmental Systems. I want to come back to something that you do a really good job with on your website, and we will have links to Joe's website up on our radio blog, where you talk about a minefield. Can you give us that story? Because I think that this really does go, oh, yeah, okay, maybe we need to have another look at this.
Yes. So that is under the what I've called my it is my minefield. So if you're starting, it's a log kill explains the log kill. So if you're starting with 10 million microbes, which is not a lot, it could be the size of a business card, or it could be a whole, you know, a whole warehouse. But if you're starting with that, okay, you have two identical roads. Okay. You're trying to get from point A to point B. Now the roads are right next to each other, but if you go and take the left road, and that road's been protected by a 3-log product, they're going to leave 10,000 little minefields behind for you to run into. If you take the road to the right, which has been used a 7-log product, there's one on that road.
One
mine versus maybe 10,000 or more on the left road. Wow. Which road are you going to go down?
Right. Right. Could you explain something? And you've used the term several times. Is it log, L-O-G? What does that mean?
Yeah, log is just a reduction. It's 10 times slower. So, for example, if you start with 10 million, log one is that leaves a million behind. Log two, which would be 99%, leaves 100,000 behind. Log three, which is 99.9, leaves 10,000 behind. So it's just a reduction of 10 times lower each time. So the higher the log number that a product has, the more pathogens or viruses it will inactivate and kill.
Got it.
Okay. Now our product also has the added benefit of the PES Shield 2700. It'll also eliminate all odors. So for example, you could actually clean out a meth lab after an 8-hour period. It's safe to go back into. If somebody smoked in a house or a car excessively, if you treated it with our product, that goes away.
So this has got utilization outside of COVID-19.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Wow. So if you're building a new house and you want to add a service of, hey, we want to make sure your house has been treated with the highest level disinfectant out there and eliminate any odors, it's just a simple process. All you're doing, it takes with our products, one person with a diffuser / fogger could do the work of six people with spray bottles and wipes, because on the PES Shield 2700, not only does it disinfect, but it'll actually denature protein, which all that really means is that any bacteria cells or spores, it shreds up so that they become useless, dead, or inactivated, and just easy to wipe away.
Fascinating conversation. It really is. And I got to ask, how come we don't know about you, Joe? I mean, this is good stuff for people to know about.
Right. Well, the biggest part is the average consumer has no idea what they're actually using. Okay. Right. So I'm going to give you an example of a bank group that I've done work with here in Iowa, where I talked to their board members and they could tell you within, you know, a couple dollars of what it costs them to clean what they're paying for a cleaning service to take care of their banks. Then I asked them, what products are they using?
Right.
Nobody knows.
Right.
I mean, you know, we've been conditioned, for example, you go back to just, what do they say? Anywhere from 30 to 40,000 people a year die from influenza. Okay. Well, why is that? Well, because most people just accepted the fact that that's part of life, but that's not. If you wash your hands, wash your face, wash your hands again, the odds of you contracting anything from a surface-based bacteria or virus is very low. It's just when you get into situations where you're touching stuff and then you touch your face.
Right. Joe Galasso, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest. We've been talking about protective environmental systems. Joe, I just think that this is great. And you can be assured that we'll share this far and wide. And it's kind of cool that you're based in the Midwest and that you can service folks all over. I suspect that there are, and I didn't look, so I just have to ask this final question. I suspect there are ways to procure your products online. Would that be accurate?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Joe Galasso, ladies and gentlemen, the company is called Protective Environmental Systems. Joe, thank you so very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work.
Who knew, right? Once again, that was Joe Galasso, who is the owner of Protective Environmental Systems. And yes, we will have a link to their website on our radio blog. Wow, what a story. All right, that about does it for this edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with this project each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Joe, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.